Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your weekly dose of aerospace updates from the northwest of England. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Yes, Emma, it's another exciting episode for our listeners. Today we're diving into a fascinating case study about Ingersoll Tools GmbH and their use of digital processes to maintain precision and efficiency.
Right, Daniel. Ingersoll Tools has been using VERICUT since 1996 to ensure collision-free production. That's quite a long-term commitment to a technology.
Absolutely. Suzanne Klammer, the CAD/CAM manager there, says no program goes into production without VERICUT. That speaks volumes about their dedication to quality control.
I see. So they're handling up to 90% special orders with small lot sizes. That must put immense pressure on their production processes.
It does, with delivery times being so tight, they can't afford any mistakes. The simulation in VERICUT helps them detect errors before actual machining, which is crucial for such small batches.
How does their workflow look?
It starts with 3D design in Creo. Then the NC programmers develop the programs using a central tool database. They use an in-house software called ITM Builder to assemble the production tools.
And then they use VERICUT for collision checks.
Exactly. VERICUT is an essential part of their process chain. After the simulation, they generate a setting sheet with all the information for the machine operator.
That digital process chain sounds complex but well organized. It's interesting how they integrate different systems.
Yeah, it is. They also use PPS for logistical information and ensure data consistency multiple times over. Klammer mentioned that proven standards and automations replace repetitive work, even with small batch sizes.
So what makes VERICUT so important for them?
VERICUT simulates the NC program after the post-processor runs, in the exact form that will be transferred to the machine. This is different from other simulation systems that simulate before post-processing.
Ah, I see, so it's more accurate for their needs.
Exactly. Klammer also mentioned using the AutoDiff module to compare the machined workpiece with the design. This helps identify gouges or excess material, ensuring minimal deviations.
That's impressive. And the minimum cutter extension feature in VERICUT must help with tool stability.
Yes, it adjusts the tool extension during simulation to avoid collisions, and the ITM Builder software makes necessary adjustments automatically.
This integration of digital process units really reflects Industry 4.0 principles.
Definitely, with a 3 mm distance between workpiece and tool, they ensure no collisions happen. It's remarkable how they've optimized their workflow.
What about their collaboration with ICAM?
They use ICAM for post-processor generation. When getting a new machine, they can create a generic post-processor using a questionnaire, which saves time. VERICUT helps test the post-processor before the machine is commissioned.
That's a smart approach. It reduces the risk of errors on new machines.
Absolutely. Klammer also mentioned the flexibility of ICAM in processing data from different CAM systems and adapting it to their needs.
Ingersoll's products are used in various industries like aerospace and automotive. Their focus on precision must be critical for these sectors.
Right, the automotive industry often demands special tools for components like engine blocks and crankshafts. Ingersoll's ability to meet these demands efficiently is a big plus.
It's clear that their digital end-to-end processes are key to their success. They're able to maintain high-quality standards while meeting tight deadlines.
Yes, their long-standing use of VERICUT and ICAM, along with in-house developed software, shows a commitment to innovation and efficiency.
That's a wrap for today's episode. Daniel, any final thoughts?
Just that it's inspiring to see how companies like Ingersoll are embracing digital processes to stay competitive. Their story is a great example for other manufacturers.
Agreed. Thank you for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Stay safe and see you next week.
Goodbye and have a great week.